Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Richmond, Virginia is breathing a sigh of relief after a large gun rally today appears to have ended without any major incidents. Ben Pavier of member station VPM reports thousands of activists came from across the country to protest gun control bills being considered by state legislators.
Virginia Democrats say they have a mandate to pass new gun control bills after their sweeping wins in November's elections. Gun owner Mike Reagan traveled from Northern Virginia to protest those plans. He said Democrats were acting out of a misplaced fear of guns.
They just don't understand it. I'm not out as on the wild, wild west, but I have every right in the world to defend myself.
Out-of-state militia and anti-government groups joined the protests, which ended without any serious incidents. Democrats have pointed to polling showing a majority of Virginians support their proposals, including universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.
President Trump's defense team today filed a legal brief laying out its defense against an impeachment conviction. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The brief uses both legalese and Trumpian flourishes, calling the process rigged and a, quote, brazenly political act by House Democrats that must be rejected. It goes on to say Democrats, through this process, debase the grave power of impeachment. As for the actual legal defense, the brief argues Trump didn't do anything wrong when he asked Ukraine's President Zelensky to investigate Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. But they also argue abuse of power isn't a crime anyway. They say it is too vague a standard and doesn't rise to a high crime or misdemeanor as spelled out in the Constitution. Democrats, in their own brief, say a president's abuse of his office is very much what the framers had in mind. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The president will not be in Washington when the Senate impeachment trial begins tomorrow. He leaves this evening for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The European Union is working on the next steps after world leaders agreed yesterday to push for an end to the conflict in Libya. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the EU is now planning to resume a naval mission off Libya's coast that could spark renewed opposition by anti-migration activists.
Operation Sophia launched in 2015 with the purpose of saving lives, deterring migrant boats from crossing the Mediterranean, and intercepting smugglers and weapons. It was suspended last year because its main task became picking up stranded migrants, angering Italy, which is where many of them were taken. Now Italy says it will support resuming Sophia for the sole purpose of keeping weapons from getting into Libya. However, under international law, any ships that come across people in danger of drowning have to rescue them.
Terry Schultz reporting from Brussels. This is NPR News. Chinese health officials say the outbreak of a new coronavirus is spreading to more cities. They say it's now infected more than 200 people, and a third person has died. It's the first time the respiratory illness has shown up outside the city of Wuhan, where it first emerged. The outbreak comes as millions of Chinese travel for the Lunar New Year holidays. New research shows more people with heart disease are using marijuana. An article in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology says, while the cardiovascular effects of pot are uncertain, there are risks, as NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Researchers analyzed federal data and report that more than 2 million adults with heart disease say they use marijuana. Researchers say inhaling the drug can increase heart rate and blood pressure and may trigger a heart attack. Marijuana has also been linked to abnormal heart rhythms and can increase the risk of stroke. The drug can also interfere with heart medications such as blood thinners and statins. Researchers say potential risks are not well understood and suggest doctors ask patients about their marijuana use and caution them about potential cardiovascular problems. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The U.S. Navy today is naming its newest aircraft carrier for World War II hero Doris Miller. He's the first African-American and first enlisted man to be so honored. The ship's cook leapt into combat during the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.